This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawal issues land-related ordinance. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says ordinances are issued to amend laws critical for economic development and prosperity. Thematic discussions as part of pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal continue today. Experts call for PSP Nepal's role in people-centric policy-making. Kathmandu District Court orders release of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson K. Ravi Lamichhane on bail of 6 million rupees in cooperative fraud case. And South Korea's impeached President Yoon arrested over his attempt to impose martial law. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawal has issued an ordinance designed to amend some Nepal acts relating to land management. According to the Office of the President, President Pawal issued the ordinance today on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has clarified that the recently issued ordinances were urgently needed to amend laws critical for economic development and prosperity. Speaking at a press conference held in the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, the Prime Minister stated that the ruling parties were in agreement on the ordinances. The Prime Minister added that the ordinances address immediate issues like good governance, capital expenditure, foreign investment, company registration and revenue collection. He also dismissed claims that the President's office was delaying the ordinance amendment process, calling it a natural procedure. The Prime Minister affirmed that the current coalition government was formed to ensure political stability and would continue to address people's aspirations. He added that preparations for bills to be presented in Parliament are underway, with a session planned at the appropriate time. However, opposition parliamentarians, including those from the major opposition CP and Maoist Centre, have called for the immediate convening of the winter session of Parliament. In meeting at the CP and Maoist Centre's parliamentary office, the opposition MPs stressed the need to address public concerns and discuss legislation. Barsaman Poon, Deputy General Secretary of the CP and Maoist Centre, stated that the opposition would seek to call a special session if the government continues to undermine Parliament. The meeting was attended by CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Acting Chairperson DP Arial and other leaders. Various thematic discussions have been held today as part of the pre-launch event for Public Service Broadcasting PSP Nepal. A panel discussion in the second day of the pre-launch on health and education emphasized the role of PSP Nepal in improving the quality and effectiveness of these sectors through partnerships at federal, provincial and local levels. Health Minister Pradeep Pawal and Education Minister Bidya Bhattarai suggested that PSP Nepal should inform the public about government efforts in health and education. Health Minister Pawal highlighted the need for policy reforms and better investment in the health sector, while Education Minister Bhattarai called for strengthening local levels for quality education. Also participation in the discussion, PSP Nepal Executive Chairman Dr. Mahendra Bista committed to prioritizing health and education as key areas aiming to bridge gaps in access to affordable services. Discussions also covered disaster risk reduction, with speakers urging PSP Nepal to coordinate and raise awareness during disasters. Experts in socio-cultural transformation stressed the need for PSP to amplify the voices of the marginalized and contribute to social change. The pre-launch event, concluding tomorrow at Radio Nepal, aims to provide guidance for PSP Nepal's future direction. Nepal marked the 27th National Earthquake Safety Day with various programs. Addressing the main event organized by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasized the importance of effective preparedness to protect against natural disasters like earthquakes. He highlighted that settlements built after the 2015 Gorkha earthquake are relatively safe and urged continued efforts to create safer, more organized communities using reconstruction skills. Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and Minister for Physical Infrastructure Devendra Dahal also attended the event. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed satisfaction with the business community's positive response to the government's initiatives and emphasized that the ruling coalition parties are taking effective steps toward building the country together. In a meeting with private sector leaders at Balwatar, the Prime Minister highlighted the public's desire for development and good governance, noting that prosperity could be achieved through favorable policies. Private sector representatives praised recent government ordinances stating that they would improve the investment climate and inject vitality into the sector. The business leaders urged the government to implement regulations and procedures quickly to revive the economy which had contracted post-COVID. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लेने
जहां भए परी पाउनु होस हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Kathmandu District Court has ordered the release of Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP chairperson Ravi Lamithani on bail of 6 million rupees in the cooperative fraud case. The single bench of Justice Madhav Prasad Adhikari issued the order today. The police investigation mentioned that 57.898 million rupees was illegally taken from the Swarna Lakshmi Multipurpose Cooperative Society in Gorkha Media Network. President Ram Chandra Paudal has appointed 3 non-resident ambassadors on the recommendation of the cabinet. According to the Office of the President, Bharat Raj Paudyal, Nepal's ambassador to Canada, will also serve as a non-resident ambassador to Cuba. Thun Bahadur Oli, Nepal's ambassador to Thailand, will now also represent Nepal in Vietnam, while Nirmal Raj Kafle, Nepal's ambassador to Brazil, will serve as a non-resident ambassador to Venezuela. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has become the first sitting president to be arrested after investigators scaled barricades and cut through barbed wire to detain him. According to the BBC, on Wednesday morning, a large team of around 1,000 officers scaled walls and used ladders and bolt cutters to reach Yoon's residence in central Seoul. 64-year-old leader Yoon is under investigation for insurrection related to a failed martial law order on December 3, which caused national turmoil. Parliament has impeached Yoon, suspending him from office, but his removal will depend on a ruling from the Constitutional Court. His dramatic arrest ended a weeks-long standoff between investigators and his security team. Despite earlier attempts to arrest him, Yoon had remained defiant, claiming the arrest warrant was invalid. During questioning, investigators said Yoon remained silent. Winds that have fueled wildfires in Los Angeles are expected to pick up again early Wednesday. According to the BBC, forecasters have issued a warning for extreme fire danger in a region northwest of the city center. The anticipated increase in wind speeds could worsen the remaining four villages, which firefighters have made progress in containing during calmer conditions. While there is hope that winds will decrease after Wednesday, officials stress that rain is urgently needed to assist fire crews. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed the 25th death and 13 people are still missing. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati provinces and partly cloudy to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the rest of the country. For the mountainous regions, light snowfall is forecast at one or two places of the Koshi and Bagmati provinces, partly to generally cloudy with the possibility of light snowfall at a few places of Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and partly to generally cloudy with the possibility of light rain and light snowfall at some places of the Sudhir Paschim province. For the Tarai region, the weather will remain partly cloudy with the possibility of light rain at one or two places of Sudhir Paschim region and partly generally cloudy in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pawdal issues land-related ordinance. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says ordinances are issued to amend laws critical for economic development and prosperity. Thematic discussions as part of pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal continue today. Experts call for PSP Nepal's role in people-centric policy-making. Kathmandu District Court orders release of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane on bail of 6 million rupees in cooperative fraud case, and South Korea's impeached President Yoon arrested over his attempt to impose martial law. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.